Rob is fed up with Mama Bae's ways. Sky finally makes amends with her sons, and Donna poses an ultimatum. It's either her or Toki. The review is up next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I hate it.
Happy Halloween!
Yes, Mary.
I'm not going to cry on Halloween. No, I'm not. What's up, everybody? We are your Black Ink Crew New York AfterBuzz review panel. And guess what? It is Halloween. How you guys doing?
Fine. Yeah. I can't wait to go trick and treating.
We are so happy to have you guys here with us. Thank you so much for tuning into the review. I am your girl, Carmen. And of course, I'm here with my homegirls.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Nakia Monet, and I'm dressed as a trash clown.
A hey trash clown?
A Sagittarius.
A Sagittarius. Am I? No. I'm a Sagittarius woman, and yes. I'm a trash clown.
She's, hey guys, I'm Elle Marie, and I was your lover and your secretary, working every day of the week.
I'm Mary J. Blige, if y'all didn't know. I ain't gonna cry.
Yes, Mary. Don't cry. Don't be crying, Mary.
And I'm your girl, Drew Jones, keeping it loyal and cute as a Girl Scout.
Ooh. Hey, you got any Girl Scout cookies?
No.
You know the kind I want. And I am a Snapchat filter. That's all I am. That's what it is. It's, I'm a filter. Have on the contacts.
Yes, I would say I love your eyes.
I can barely see. People do this every day in real life, like...
I could never.
I found the heaviest lashes that I felt like I could bear.
Because this is a Snapchat filter.
Yeah. Is this a Snapchat filter?
The glitter.
Thanks. I'm going to re-let me her little ears. It's fine. Well, we out here, and we're here to talk about our favorite show. Black Ink Crew New York. All right. So what did you guys think about this week's episode?
This was a lot. I mean, because last week was a lot, kind of what, like, Toki was going through. And then this, you kind of get answers. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you know, everything that happened at the end with Sky. But it was a good episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what you guys think?
I think it was a good episode. I think everybody, we have, you know, with Young Bae and Sky and with Toki, like, everybody kind of was able to resolve their issues that they had in this episode.
What you doing?
I can't look at Anisha because she looks like Mary J. Blige.
But no, this episode...
She don't need no hateration in this dancery, okay?
Normally, the show frustrates me. I actually really like this episode. There's a lot of healing going on. Mm-hmm. And so, I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, I think it was a... It started off a little slow to me, but then it kind of like...
Yeah.
You know, it got good at the end. It was like kind of had to like... I actually got real life emotional, like seeing Sky with her son and, you know, where they went with it this episode and... Seeing Bae, speaking of Bae, I want to start off with Bae and Rob. Rob is fed up, honey. Mm. This woman then came up. Mama Bae is running wrecking shop. Like, he comes home. First, it's all good. Like, yes, Korean barbecue at home. Right. You can't beat that. Like, Korean barbecue cracking, right?
Yes.
But then she proceeds to throw away his favorite food. So his corn dog's got to go. His Funyuns. You can't mess with a man's Funyuns now, especially if he's from the hood. Don't come for his Funyuns. She trashes his Funyuns. And basically, Bae's mama's like, it's my way. Hit the road. And Rob is pissed off. Y'all think Rob had the right to be pissed off?
I mean, I get it because it's one of those things where someone comes into your space and kind of intrudes. Last week, I was like, Rob was a little rude, so that's why I am happy at the end result. Mm-hmm. When at first, but I totally understand where he's coming from because someone comes in your space. Mm-hmm. You guys aren't really communicating. Mm-hmm. She's in your TV. She's throwing your food away. So, I can understand why he was a little frustrated.
I think it's... they're still one of those situations they're both wrong, and it sucks because they have a language barrier between the two of them. But it's because Rob got.
Your costume is so amazing as Mary J. Blige.
Mary J.
It's like Mary J. talking to us.
Yes.
Should I make my voice like a little deeper, raspier? yes. So they have a language barrier, and Rob gets frustrated, but I think he should have went to Bae and called Bae before he got that frustrated. Yeah. You know, throwing a pillow. It's almost like, you almost threw that at me, though.
That was hilarious because it was like he couldn't curse. He didn't know the curse word that she would understand. He couldn't say anything that would make her mad. So he just like gestured out this OD pillow toss.
That was like a whole toddler move right there.
It was. But he had to communicate. That just goes to show people communicate with nonverbal communication.
But I feel like it's like kind of like an American versus like if you're foreign, how you treat elders. Like, because I'm just like Jamaican and on that side of the family, you don't, like, elders do what they want, you just don't question it. Like, they could literally come in, turn off the game with, like, 30 seconds left, and you just kind of have to be like, okay.
So y'all trying to tell me that clothesline hanging across the TV screen while the OD
is rude. I'm not saying it's not rude. I'm just saying...
You got to kind of deal with it.
Yeah, that's just how it goes.
Is it a polite way to be like, move, please?
Or, hi, I can't see the TV. Yeah. Can you please move?
You know what you're doing. This is my thing. I don't care how old you are. As an elder, you really know what you're doing. Because you've been here for 60, 70 long years. You know you're trying this man by hanging a clothesline through his house and hanging clothes in front of his TV while he's watching it. A TV that he paid for and a house that he pays rent for. I get the elder thing.
But that's the beauty of being old. You get to be reckless and ain't nobody gonna check you.
That's a fact.
When I'm old, I'm trying everything.
Because you know you old, you're setting your way. And you know, she's from a different country where she probably looks at it like no man should probably be sitting on his ass watching TV. Mm-hmm. So when she looked at him watching the TV, she was frustrated like, oh no.
You think that's what it was?
But she definitely did it on purpose because she kept looking at him like,
definitely
she
did.
She tried.
She's like, oh no.
Look at the TV.
But it's almost like she gaslighted him. Like, she got him angry enough on purpose to the point where he reacted. Then she ran and got babe like, babe, he mad. Like, no, you tried that
man. Oh, you mad. Right. You must be mad.
She was like, I don't know.
Babe was like, where you going? You ain't going nowhere. Rob said he had to get some air, honey. Aww. But then we got to see him resolve it because he did his due diligence. He went home, did his homework. Mm-hmm. He studied how to respect her and how to make it up to her in a respectful way because he realized. I feel like he realized he went a little too far. Mm-hmm. That's, you know,
his love. A real man would do that.
Yeah, he's a real guy. You could tell he's like a square real guy. Like, he's not out in these streets trying to be something he ain't. I don't get that from Rob.
Yeah, you can tell his mom raised him because the fact that he left, came back, apologized to Bae, apologized to the mom, dressed in the Korean dress
for her,
cooked, learned the language to apologize to her. A lot of people, especially men, no shade to the men out there.
All the shade, right? I was like,
I'm a trash clown, but some men are caught up in their ways and they're too prideful. But that's a real man to be like, yo, let me learn this Korean so I can let my girl know that I'm here. Her mom is could be in our space. So I thought that was really dope.
Too much pride will ruin the situation any day.
That was really
men that try to make themselves right in situations where they're not. That's just
She said it's been 3 months since they got down and dirty. I feel like after that it might have changed a little
bit. I think they got it in.
Yeah.
After that.
Yeah. That was probably makeup sex night. Like, let's rekindle this whole.
Let's have another baby.
Let's have another baby. That baby is so precious.
He's so cute.
Oh my God. All right, so the next, Donna, she's the one working against the grain as far as rekindling, and she's having a little ego battle. We'll get into next, but can we get a little bit of information from the network before we get into Donna?
Yes, what's up, AfterBuzzers? Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking you to please subscribe to one or more of our channels, and by doing that, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow.
Growth.
You already know. And if you're worried about those annoying notifications, don't even worry because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button for this channel and check out all of our other AfterBuzz channels and let us know what you think in the comments. And we'll thank you guys on air. For now, thank you guys so much for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We really appreciate you guys hanging out with us, reviewing your favorite show with us. Shout out to everybody listening to us on iTunes. If you can rate us 5 stars, leave us comments, leave us reviews of what you think about our review, and we'll make sure we pay attention to you guys' thoughts and feelings.
Yes, and now we on Spotify too.
Check us out on Spotify.
Snap. You know, we out here.
Streams out everywhere.
Ooh, that's what I should have been for Halloween. What? Snaps and Z formation. Sorry, that was random.
Hated it. I'm so old, I don't know what anything is.
And Living Color, hated it.
Oh, would you put the little hat on?
I would have done that.
A ball cap.
Oh, next Halloween.
A ball cap and a little hat. That would be so cute.
Next Halloween, sorry.
So Donna, y'all. Donna pulls up on C's. Well, actually, Cease wants to meet with Donna because mm-hmm. he felt like her behavior was a little sketchy. He didn't like the way she treated Toki because he said, above all else, we a family. We treat each other right. We hear each other out.
Yeah.
And he just felt like Donna be going too far with stuff sometimes. He's like, you didn't ask the girl, do you know her name? He checks her. Like, do you know her name? What's her favorite color? Where is she from? Like, you didn't try to get to know her. And Donna's like, I don't care.
Yeah, she was a total
She came
jerk.
From my friend. Yeah. But here's the thing. Why didn't Cease pull up Sky about Louisiana Bay? Huh? Didn't Sky do the same thing to Louisiana Bay? She just decided she didn't like him. I don't like him.
A new guy
she don't know his
shop.
Last name. She don't know his favorite color.
Well, he didn't have a moment.
And
though, right.
also, she kind of ended up being sort of right about him.
Yeah.
But the problem with Donna was that she came at Toki for the sole reason that she had Jada's position. She wasn't the reason Jada got fired. If you were going to be mad at someone, be mad at Teddy or Tati. Don't be mad at Jack.
Not like her
that
for
that.
That
girl just came in. And then for you, of all people, to be like, oh, she's emotionally stable. Oh, she causes problems.
Exactly.
Like, you homie hopper.
Yeah.
You've gotten ran by the whole damn team. And you're going to talk about she's coming in here causing problems. Like, didn't you just get it in a bathroom?
Right. Yes.
Didn't we all just see that video go viral?
I think Cease was right for checking her,
though. Yeah, she's the biggest liability. When she went through her miscarriage, she was super, super stressed, and everybody was on her side. So I just felt like the fact that you're just mad because Jada doesn't have her job has nothing to do with Toki. Toki had a real moment when your boss sat down and said that girl was sexually abused, and you were like, I still don't like her. It's like, sis.
Right. Then you're like, I sympathize with her, but there's no but there.
There's no but.
You don't
like, how can you not feel that?
And you're not the boss.
How can you not sympathize with that?
And,
so is she loyal to
and
a
as
fault?
A woman,
is
like,
she loyal to a fault to Jada? Is that what's happening? Mm-hmm. She's loyal to a fault.
She's and doing ignorant. The most. Like, I get it, like, that you're upset at Jada, but you need to put that energy towards the people who fired her, which was Cease and Tati.
You think what's going on is that she's thinking that because of her loyalty and her situation with Cease and her ties to Cease, that if she gives Cease an ultimatum, that eventually she'll get her friend her job back. You think that's the whole
that's what
goal?
She's thinking. Mm-hmm.
But Cease played her like, well, okay, you're going to make me choose. Well, I'm going to choose a new girl.
Yeah, because it's cool? not like she's like, it's not like she's the top worker of the year. Mm-hmm. Like, Donna doesn't
like,
listen.
Do tests.
They just came. Never mind. There's that. They came to New Orleans. She had a job to do. She couldn't even do that right. So I think he looked at it like, if I'm going to pick someone, I'm going to pick this new girl who at least shows up to work. Mm-hmm. She had a moment, but don't you dare sit across from me and tell me to pick between you and the new girl. I just felt like she just had too much of big balls.
Should he have picked, or did he just do that just to, like,
he was
just to be
shady?
I'm trying to find out what Caesar's sign is, because I'm really curious.
I think
now.
He's like he feels like a Taurus or something like that, or maybe possibly a Gemini.
I was
going
to say
a
Gemini. Because that's
June 5th, that's Gemini.
I'm Gemini. I'm on it. I'm sorry.
Gemini, he's definitely a Gemini.
He's fresh out of Taurus, too.
Yeah.
Is it kind of June? Yeah, fresh out of Taurus, June 5th. Because
like, Taurus ends like May 16th, May
17th. Does it?
I
didn't know that because
Gemini starts in,
like
that. Yeah, so he's a full Gemini.
I'd be knowing.
But like, as a business owner or like a business owner, whatever, don't push me, like, don't give me an ultimatum.
Yeah, don't get, because I'm going to do it just because. I'm going to just be petty.
That's what I'm saying. I'm petty. Like, if you tell me, oh, you going to, like, you better choose this, but I'll be like, okay.
Great, get out.
You can tell he did it to be petty, because he was like, you know what, Donna? Guess what? Like, 5 seconds later, like, you know what? I think I came to a conclusion.
Dramatic.
Your
calls.
Ass is grass. Right.
She's just on this whole, like, I don't know what's going on, but she's just on this angry, like, Jada gotta be in here and da-da-da. And I'm like, I get that, and I'm happy that you're here for your friend, but you're just taking it on the wrong person. But you can't yell at your boss and tell him what to do.
She getting that good check, y'all.
She's not gonna get it anymore.
Sure. They rolled that. They rolled it in. It's like, we need you. It's like, let me stop. Because why are you going that hard? You look stupid. You are an adult.
She got extra hard.
Then she tells her man, you shouldn't go to work either.
The nerve.
Girl.
If y'all were Alex and your mate presented
you with
that,
he can't take you to Red Lobster if he don't go to work, girl.
Yeah, because it's like, and especially if you're being ridiculous. Like, now if it's worth it, maybe we may have to consider some things.
He shows his loyalty, like, though. He's like, Cease kind of had my back.
And also, I have a child to feed, ma'am.
Yeah, it's work. So, like, you can't
figure
tell
it out
of
probation.
Right.
No.
Like,
no.
I got to keep my job. Yeah.
Donna, you're wilding, girl.
Who's mama's couch are y'all sleeping on? Neither one of you have a job.
Hello, girl.
That is not cute.
She just, I don't know. I'd be trying to make sense out of this stuff.
I don't know what's going on with Donna.
So Donna just feels it's best that they stay home.
and not work at all.
We don't know the logic in that. If anybody's watching and you can understand the logic in Donna's actions, please comment why you think this is smart or why you think it's not smart or what you think Donna is on and if it's going
to
work.
But I'm curious. Like, I find it hilarious that she went to C's and her boo and thought that they both were going to go her way. But she was like, no, you got to do what I say. You got to pick me.
And it was like,
no, what do you mean?
I would love to try to walk in on my boss and be like, listen, pal, this is how it's going now.
Question. That's what happens when you get too comfortable.
You think if the roles were switched, you think Jada would do that for her?
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, ooh, but she...
I don't know Jada.
Well, she'll probably fight for her, but maybe not take it to the extremes that Donna is.
Saying, Donna's been around for a really long time, and so I feel like she has a different position than Jada does.
Yeah.
Like, Jada's only been around for, like, a season. She came last season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's not the same level of clout, but Donna's clout is still not enough. So,
well, if y'all listeners, let us know, because y'all are very vocal in the comments, and we love that. So let us know if y'all team Donna. Do you think Donna's in the right or the wrong?
Yeah, let us know. We already know she
y'all
wrong.
Y'all be dragging us, child.
We already know she wrong, honey. But we would still like to hear what you have to say. Meanwhile, in the polar opposite of this Donna reaction, we have Toki, who's like trying to pull herself up from this breakdown, and she gets a little, because almost like hairdressers, barbers, people, when you do nails and you touch people and stuff, it's like therapeutic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when she got to doing her art and stuff, I just think like her feelings started to pour out, and she just realized, okay, I want to set some stuff straight. I know I have this issue. I almost thought she was, like, I had looked away from the TV and looked back. I was like, is she in counseling? Right. But that kind of happens when you're, like, at work. What y'all think about that moment where she kind of, you know?
Yeah. That was a dope moment, because I, like, the last episode, I think a lot of the audience, and, like, I was reading tweets and comments, they just, like, they understood that she was sexually assaulted, but we kind of wouldn't understand what happened and what triggered it.
She admitted that this week.
So, I'm happy that she admitted it. I'm happy that she opened up and she realized, because I like when she sat down with them and she was like, you know
what? She came back to the
shop. I was in a space where I couldn't be stopped, because that was the trauma. And I think the audience... Because, like, I be reading some ignorant comments, and I think people need to understand, whatever happens in your past childhood, trauma will be with you for the rest of your life.
Or even if it's just trauma, period. When you have gone through something, and if you don't really deal with it, you don't know how to deal with it, you don't know how to channel the energy or the aggression that comes up with that, you just lash out and you black out.
It's the same as when you go to, when somebody goes to war and they come back from war and they're traumatized, they snap back. Like, when they start telling the war, it's almost like they were right there in it, because their brains are so connected to the emotions and the memories of those moments. You know, like, she admitted it, like, I was traumatized and I just went right back to that moment when she couldn't control it. She wasn't ready for it.
Like she said, it was survival mode. If your body goes into survival mode, other functions of you shut down.
Facts.
Like, people just, I'm just speaking, because I've been in blackout places where you can't stop me, you can't say anything to me, and some people don't understand that, and it's like logic, everything else is out of the window. My survival has taken over my body because I feel like I have to protect myself. So it's like, people need to, like, have empathy for people and understand that, like, people go through things. You know?
And for her to be able to walk back in there and, like, talk about her trauma and her struggles is so strong, I feel like, because there are so many people who 10, 20, 50 years later still can't talk about the things that happened to them. So for her to be able to not only talk to, like, Black Ink Crew, but essentially the country, you know, this is on national TV, I was like, good for you.
She had to do that, though, because that was the only way up for her to look mature, I feel like, was to face it. If she would have just... I feel like she knew that was a test inside of her to embrace this now and change, because you're in front of everybody. It's like, just embrace it. Just go ahead and apologize. She did the right thing going in and saying, it's my bad. Even to Tati, who was trying her a little bit. Because Tati was trying her.
She was.
But she apologized. Right. Like you said, when we were watching, I wish Donna was there. I wish Donna had been there. Too.
Like, I wish Donna was there to hear this, because... You know, she's apologizing, she's opening up, and not only is she apologizing, she's saying, look, y'all, this is the space I was in, I'm still going through it, I appreciate y'all for having my back, and I'm sorry I lashed out. And maybe Donna, because I just feel like Donna has the nerve.
Yeah, Donna.
I don't think Donna would have heard her, though.
I don't, either. Not. Like, I was like, I don't know. And then she may have said something that was worth.
They probably would have fought, and Toki would have blacked, and...
Oh, poor Toki.
And I feel like she would be right. Her. I don't condone violence, but
now if Toki starts just randomly tweaking now, just because, like, she can't randomly tweak because of this. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you don't use this as an excuse to go, like, yeah. I'm hoping that what she presented was true and honest and transparent. But now don't go picking fights with people and blaming it on your trauma either. Like, make sure that,
I hope now she gets the help that she needs. Yeah. She wasn't getting it before.
Right.
To kind of help her channel that energy in a different place. If, like, right. her abuser, because it looks like the abuser person is someone she knows because the name popped up in her phone.
Yeah, yeah, obviously it's somebody she knows.
So it's one of those things where I think the person's probably still taunting her. Mm-hmm. And I think hopefully she's getting the help where they teach her.
She needs to block that number, get a new number or something. Yeah. Yeah.
But she said something interesting last week. She's like, I've been in denial for so long. So I think this is someone who.
I think it's a family member.
I think it's a family member who looked at it like, no, we cool. And they probably hit her up all the time, and because it's family, she probably can't really say much.
Yeah, that's and she mentioned it on tonight's episode as well. Like, I have to talk to him. Like, so this has to be somebody close to her. If you feel like you have to talk to him because he's around.
Mm. Oh my God, that's sad.
But I'm happy she opened up because maybe she can help other people, men and women watching this.
And help herself. Definitely. Well, I'm glad that she reached this point of transparency with her crew. She kept her job. She went back. She apologized. So kudos to Toki for handling her business like a woman, accepting responsibility.
Everybody
for
is
the,
growing this
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, growth. There's a lot of growth. Speaking of growth, we get to see Sky with her son. So Sky sits down with the younger son and starts to talk about the older son. And the fact that they're still not on the same page. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't know what to do at this point. And he goes, takes it upon himself to talk to his big brother. Because he's like, I want my family unit.
Such
you know?
So
and at first, he was, the first big bro was still kind of like, nah, bro, she owes me more. It's been 15 years. Which I understand. Like, imagine 15 years without a mom. Mm-hmm. You know? Or your mom calling to say happy birthday. It's not like something you can just be like, oh, I love you now because you showed up. Yeah. You got to work to gain anybody's trust, especially a kid who's felt abandoned by their parents.
Yeah.
That's a deep hurt.
Yeah.
That's another type of trauma.
Yeah, it is.
And he dealt with it traumatically at first. Mm-hmm. He wowed on Sky the first time she tried to come to him.
Mm-hmm. But his whole life, though, he's been like angry and aggressive, like, you know, towards people.
But when we first saw him, like, when we first saw him in this episode, I could already tell just from, like, one, his face, like, his demeanor, like, he just seemed different. He seemed like in a good place.
Brighter.
Yeah, he's in music now, so maybe that was, like, a good outlet for him to kind of, you know, get out his feelings.
Channel that energy. He looks like he looked like he was in a really good space.
Yeah. Like, well, lo and behold, like, Sky's hanging out with the baby son, and in walks the older son. What's his name?
Genesis.
In walks Genesis. And Sky doesn't know what to expect at first. She's like, what's going on? He wowed me last time.
Right. They are two peas in a pod.
They really are. Like, and I think that's probably why they...
It's like looking at herself in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He has that same temperament.
Yeah.
But what I will say...
But to her surprise, he was like...
Yeah.
Listen, I'm open to this.
And that's
I changed my inside.
Mm-hmm. That's huge.
He had to be a man. What did he say exactly?
I should have wrote it down.
I know.
He said I had to grow up so I could present myself to you.
Do you know how big that is? Because people who go through trauma, a lot of people are not at that stage yet, where they don't understand. Like, they don't even know how to communicate that. So the fact that her young son was able to go home and communicate and put this all in his brain and come to her and say, you know what? I wasn't mad. I was disappointed. I had to come. I had to be alone at first and get my thoughts together. Mm-hmm. I had to be a man. Like, there are people in this world right now who have never even gotten to that step. Yeah. So I give it to him.
Kudos,
I give it to
Genesis.
Rob. I give it to Toki for opening up. Because these are things in your lives where, like, people don't know how to communicate.
Yep.
People don't know how to channel their energy from trauma. So shout out to Genesis.
Like, such a
mature. I would have never imagined that.
Yeah, it's such a mature take on it. And he possibly could have seen himself. Like, I'm sure this thing with his mom is much deeper than the storyline. And he even said it this week, like, oh, now because you're this person, you're on TV, now you want to come around, you want to make a spectacle out of the fact that you got kids and stuff, but we got a real story.
Yeah.
And I think he wanted her to deal with that.
Yeah.
But I think after maybe possibly after he saw the way it went down before and watched it back, it's like, okay, maybe I can handle this a different way. Well, all right, she caught it. And she probably caught it from a whole lot of people after that. Because you know how mean the internet is. So then he had to sit and probably see a lot of people disrespect his mom over that, too. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, maybe he felt like enough was enough.
Yeah. Maybe. I also think, like, there's a certain age. Because, like, I mean, I wasn't put up for adoption or anything, but, like, mm-hmm. I didn't grow up with my dad. And then when I got older is when he decided to come around. Mm-hmm. And there comes a point where you're like, I'm mad because you weren't here. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't want to be angry. Like,
exactly.
Like, what does that do? That's, you know, like, that anger is, like, so useless. And it's like, we're not going to get to the point. I'm not going to have an expectation for us, but I'm just mm-hmm. going to let us see where we go.
Yeah. I share that same experience. Like, my dad didn't come around until I was older, too. And it's true, like, on one hand, you feel like you owe your mother so much, or yeah. you owe the people who were there for you so much mm-hmm. to not put your dad or the person who was missing on an equal playing field with the mm-hmm. people who were. And I struggle with trying not to punish my dad for what he did. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not intentionally trying to punish him, but I'm just not as excited for him as I am for my mom yet.
Right.
And so it takes a lot to be like, you know what? Well, all we do have is the time and the future. And he brought that up. Like, we have the future and time. Like, the longer I stay mad at you, like, I still don't get my mom out of that.
Yeah.
Right. But it's kind of difficult dealing with somebody who just shows up. Like, that really, it takes a step back mm-hmm. and a rationalizing, like, yeah. okay.
And
like,
she didn't
is
really,
it worth to put more negative energy yeah. into it? Am I going to feel okay about myself? Do I feel guilty if I just tell you I love you? Because do right. I feel like mm-hmm. you earned that love?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's deep.
And but she didn't really come with open arms.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? Like, you're feeling a way about your parent, and this everything that I feel is on you. Mm-hmm. You caused this, so you should be coming with open arms. It's like, how dare you come at me mm-hmm. and blame yeah. me for certain things mm-hmm. and blame me for my attitude? Like. Mm-hmm. You know,
so. And he's had what, like he said, 15 years. He's yeah. had 15 years to be angry. Like mm-hmm. you're bound to have thought of this whole entire speech that you're going to say yeah. to mm-hmm. you know, your parent once you get the chance. And he got the chance, so he said it. So
I thought really I was going to be upset the first time I like really started when I really started kicking it with my dad. But I wasn't, surprisingly. I wasn't like same. Really, really angry with him. I really wasn't. I kind of was like, well, all right, now is now. But I still can't force myself to put you on an equal playing field right. with the people who have been there for it. I've had friends who have been in my life longer. I've right. had like homies. Who have been around. You know what I mean? So,
it takes time. It's a healing process. It's a learning experience. Mm-hmm. It definitely takes time. It's something that's not going to happen overnight. And I think as we think we're adults and as we get older, we're supposed to. But it's not. Because mm-hmm. I'm going through the same exact thing. And mm-hmm. I'm way older. And I'm still working with my father. Mm-hmm. And this is something that I also had to learn. But it's a learning experience. And mm-hmm. I think that's something that Genesis and Sky will appreciate. Because mm-hmm. the fact that he even came to meet her halfway, mm-hmm. I would have never thought this would happen this fast.
Do you yeah. think the forgiveness and the love comes at the same time?
It depends. I think.
Do you think like you maybe the love shows up before the forgiveness does, or do you think the forgiveness has to show up before the love shows up?
I think they kind of go hand in hand. Yeah.
You think so?
I was gonna say that, but maybe like the love comes up first, and you aren't ready to
that's
forgive,
what I think.
And that creates even yeah. more anger and frustration.
Because then you got to deal yeah. with, yeah, yeah. Because now you're dealing with the fact that you love this person and you don't want to punish this person, but. How
it's
you
like they
deal.
Don't deserve.
Yeah, they don't deserve.
Yeah.
You want to like, give. I forgive you
yeah.
so quick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think him having so many things going for him, because he was in New York for a music festival, yeah. for him to have so many things going for him and for him to get to step back and kind of grow and mm-hmm. figure out like his own issues beyond what mm-hmm. was going on between him and Sky, I think right. it really gave them like a fighting chance because he yeah. was able to step back and be like, okay. Yes, I have issues with Sky because of this, but not everything in my life going wrong has to do with Sky, and so mm-hmm. I can't direct that anger towards her.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. Well, I'm just happy that they're in the place that they're in. They're in a yeah. really great, great place. Genesis' heart is open. The younger brother mm-hmm. is happy, but he looks like he's about to get into some trouble, just foreshadowing next week's. Maybe not yeah. into some trouble, but it's some stuff going on. Was that this week or was that?
It's going to be next week.
Yeah. His friends or somebody is up to no good because somebody gets shot at his place or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So he needs a good family unit around him right mm-hmm, now. He needs yeah. to know, like...
He needs support.
He don't need to yeah. be finding solace in just people that you meet in the street and hood people around your hood and all of that.
It's real easy to get caught up in all of that.
Yeah. yeah.
Even before if you know personally it, aren't getting up
you're
in
taking
it,
a charge right, for somebody yeah. before you mm-hmm. know it. You know? So I was happy to see Scott. I'm happy yes. where they are. I'm happy to mm-hmm. see... I'm excited to see and interested to see mm-hmm. where they go from here.
Yeah. I love all the love and the growth.
Same with Toki and Donna. Everybody else seems to have forgiven Toki. Let's see if Donna can come to her senses because she playing mm-hmm. herself real bad right now. Mm-hmm. And I think Bay and Rob about to have a lot of more sex.
I'm here for a sec.
Let's get into, do we have any news and gossip to get into?
No, nothing on the docket.
But let's go into Jackass of the Week. Can we get a special Jackass of the Week?
It's my favorite part of the show. Go with me. I like talking about it.
All right. This is our Jackass of the Week where we nominate somebody who's acting crazy. Anybody have any nominations?
Donna.
Donna. Donna. Can we just all have Donna this week? Donna is clearly Jackass of the Week.
The winner is...
You are the jackass of the week.
Tell her what she wins.
You win nothing.
You get new eyebrow pomade so you can stop making them pink. That's what
she wins.
I like
the pink brows. It's very unicorn-y.
I like them at first, but now I don't like them anymore.
Unicorn-y?
Not with the blonde wig, sis.
Yeah. No. Like, I like it with her short hair.
Yeah.
I like that look on her, but I think now when she's getting angry, I don't like them. Yeah. When she's been yelling.
She looks like Heat Miser, and I don't like that.
It's different. I like different unorthodox stuff, so.
I like it, but she's so angry now, so
yeah.
It's like.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
She's like,
oh. You can have it when you're in a good mood.
Yes. Very peaceful.
Yeah. What if they were like mood sensitive and when she got angry they changed colors? Like mood lipstick.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
You gotta create that.
I know.
Mood brows.
Karen's gonna come in here next week with them.
Mood brows.
Like, why are your brows green? Yes. I'm thinking of
money. I used to love mood rings. Mine always stayed like black.
Shout out to Donna.
Mine was like blurple. Blue. Black.
Donna's the jackass of the week, so.
They had me cracking up, too, because she roasted Tati's little titties. She was like, it's like rubbing two erasers.
Before we go, can we talk about Teddy and Tati making out in the corner?
We knew it was going to happen.
I want to go back to Tati's
You guys marbles. Tell us what you think about Tati and Teddy making out. Yes. You saw it coming, didn't you? Because I think everybody else did.
I do want to ask the fans in the comments, because I do notice a lot of the fans, they are team Tati. So for you guys, they love her. So for you guys in the comments, let us know how you feel about Tati and Teddy.
Is Teddy a good look for Tati?
Because people always try to come at us because, I've watched this show from the beginning.
Yeah,
I was a New York fan before a Chicago fan.
And so you watched it.
Do not like Tati. We'll never like Tati. Unless Tati finds a cure to cancer.
And you know what? You have a right to that. Like, just because we're up here reviewing the show doesn't mean that we aren't fans of the show individually. Right. And we have our favorites and our not-so-favorites because we're just like you guys. You guys are like everybody on every show that you watch. So don't get mad at us if we don't like something somebody does. It's just what happens when you watch a show. Right. Normally, reality show. Right? But it is what it is.
But to the Tati fans, because there are a lot of y'all, let us know, do you like the whole her and Teddy situation? Like, is that a good look for her?
And who do you think who's going to holler at Toki first?
Ooh. I think Walt.
Let's do that poll.
Let's do prediction.
Yeah, that Let's should be a poll. Let's get into
prediction. Prediction.
But we're going to do that poll. Yeah. Who's going to holler at Toki first?
He's a Walt.
I think it might be Teddy.
Yeah. I'm just predicting. I'm going to predict that Donna has to humble herself and get her life together because she can't lose her man and her job at the same time.
I predict that something else may happen with Toki, or it might be Toki and Donna clashing, but I feel like the shop may kind of be against Donna. I also predict that... Ooh, what's happening right now? We see that there's a new girl that comes into town and kind of messes with Kitty.
Signature?
Signature. Mm. Very different names this season.
Okay, John Hancock.
So I'm excited to see Miss Kitty turn up.
Yeah. Yes, I'm excited to see Kitty turn up, too. Because she's so, like, cute and
she's
sweet,
so lady,
right?
She's sweet.
A lady. You don't expect it. And she'd be like, what, bitch?
I love that accent. I love her.
But I was about to say something and I forgot.
I predict that... Sky and Genesis, they're going to become even closer because I feel like they're going to have to come together to help Dez and whatever he's going through. Because Sky looked at him and was like, you got to straighten up. You know, with tears in the eyes, that big brother's going to come through with mom. And then through that, they're going to get a little bit closer.
I love their little
family. I'm interested to see how Signature fits into all of this.
Right.
Yeah. I want to see if she and Caesar hook up because then I feel like... That would make more sense as to why she doesn't like Kitty, because Kitty and Caesar used to be a thing and still occasionally are a thing. So I would be interested to see what's... I don't know, but I just want to see Kitty mollywop her one time. I love when Kitty fights.
Shout out to Signature.
Any final thoughts before we wrap this thing up?
A good episode.
Yeah.
Next week.
Same here. That's it?
Yeah.
Well, until next time, you guys, that's been a review this week. I'm your girl, Carmen. You can find me on Instagram at King_Karma_.
I am Nakia Monet. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And guys, have a very safe and happy Halloween.
Yes, guys, happy Halloween. I am Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
And I'm Drew Jones. You can find me on all the things at OK Drew J.
And that's been a review, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.